2. You hear a boy talking about an accident.
What happened to you?
I was getting some water in the middle of the night and I tripped over our dog in the dark.
Oh, no!
I fell really badly and landed on my ankle. I've never twisted it before, but I knew what I'd done straight away. The glass I was holding smashed on the floor, so to be honest, it was fortunate that I didn't injure myself on that too.
What about your dog? He wasn't hurt, was he?
No, not at all, but he went a bit crazy and started barking really loudly when the glass smashed. Of course, that woke everyone up.
Three. You hear two friends talking about a TV show called Emergency.
Did you watch Emergency last night?
Of course. I might have changed my mind about becoming a doctor after last night's episode, and I won't be continuing with the series.
I had to shut my eyes. I can't stand the sight of blood. It just looks so real, too. And the main girl was brilliant in it.
I've seen her in some drama show before, which was pretty awful. She really did stand out in Emergency, though. I had to keep telling myself it was just a TV show and she wasn't a real person.
It was too much for me. I'm taking a break from Emergency. I need something less dramatic.
4. You hear part of a news story about an accident.
A teenager has just received a bill for $2,000 after he cut himself while making a sandwich. It was late when Taylor Pett, 17, had the accident, and so as to avoid disturbing his parents, who were asleep, he quietly called an ambulance and then waited outside his home. He was taken to hospital, and the cut required only minor treatment. However, the ambulance crew had also spotted a few drops of Taylor's blood on the pavement. They contacted an emergency cleaning company to clean it up, but the nearest one available was over 2 hours away, resulting in a $2,000 charge just for the journey to Taylor's house.
5. You hear a boy talking about a nut allergy.
My parents discovered my nut allergy at a very early age. As a young child, I learned to check the ingredients of everything carefully. It isn't as bad as you think. I've got used to looking at food labels and spotting stuff. And the clearer labels on stuff now is helpful. I've seen may contain nuts on a few strange things, though. I have tests every 2 or 3 years to check I'm okay. My mum had the same allergy when she was young, but it had completely gone by the time she was my age. I'm hoping that'll happen soon with me, too, and I can forget about it forever.
6. You hear two people talking about their pet.
What do you think happened to him, Mum?
Oh, it's possible he ate something, so he's just got stomachache.
Something poisonous, you mean?
I suspect that's very unlikely, but I think we did the right thing in taking him in. The vet will know, and he said he'd let us know once he gets the test results.
When's that?
I expect it'll be very soon, this afternoon. This happens to cats every day. I can't see it being anything worth worrying about. And we haven't heard anything so far, so it's possible he's recovering already.
7. You hear part of a talk by the leader of a mountain rescue team.
When you hear about climbers getting into problems, you often hear about how they are beginners and how they hadn't done much climbing before. Our experience is that we deal with people of all levels. It doesn't matter if you've been climbing for decades. The thing to remember is each climb is different, from the route to the weather conditions. These are all things that need consideration in advance of setting out, and too many climbers fail here. These people end up, say, in bad weather without enough warm gear on, and that's when something can go badly wrong.
8. You hear two friends talking about a police officer who gave a talk at their school.
What did you think of it?
I actually really enjoyed it. After that really boring talk last week, I wasn't looking forward to this one.
I know what you mean. I was so absorbed in what she was saying that I forgot to go to my guitar lesson.
I didn't think police officers were that friendly. Though I got the feeling that in the right situation, she could be tough too.
Well, they deal with such a lot of different people in different situations. It can't be easy. I definitely don't think I could do it.